from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. As the snow melts, revealing any number of messes, the city of Timmins is undertaking a property standards blitz to ensure they're cleaned up. City Clerk and Community Services Director Steph Pometer says enforcement officers will deal specifically with the outdoor portion of properties that have been identified as having garbage and other health and safety hazards lying around. Those owners will be given a deadline. If they miss the deadline, the city will do the cleanup and add the costs to property taxes. The driver of a car that became airborne and landed on the roof of one parked in a driveway is up on 5 charges laid by Timmins police. No one was hurt. An officer was dispatched to Suzanne Street shortly before 11 yesterday morning. A drug recognition expert formed the opinion that the driver was impaired by drugs. The car was impounded for 7 days. You can see a photo in the list of charges on MyTimmonsNow.com. Tens of thousands of people are expected to pay their respects as the body of Pope Francis lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. The funeral of the pontiff, who died Monday at the age of 88, will be held Saturday. Francis will be interred in Rome's Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica, the first pope in more than 100 years to be laid to rest outside the Vatican. Roman Catholic cardinals are expected to meet early next month to choose a successor. More than 500 university and college professors are asking the federal government to provide sanctuary to what they're calling academic refugees from the United States. Several American universities have come under heavy fire from U.S. President Donald Trump, with billions of dollars in federal funding being withheld. The professors say Ottawa must assure more stable funding for Canada's post-secondary institutions. They add that well-funded Canadian schools will provide a safe haven from what they call the rising anti-intellectualism south of the border. In Country 93.1 sports, rather than let a 6-1 loss last night demoralize them, the Hearst Lumberjacks are out tonight to even the NOJHL Championship Series at 2 games apiece. They're on home ice again, hosting the Sudbury Cubs. Faceoff is set for shortly after 7 o'clock.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.